All right, I'm here with Stefan Everetts, the KTM big boss, one of the big bosses. Good day today.
Yeah, very good day. You know, first time out with the 350 with Mike Alessi. He rode good. The first race a bit tense, and he just missed out. You know, that third place. Mm-hmm. He was on the run for the overall victory, and second race he ripped a hole shot. He showed that the bike is fast enough also for ripping hole shots. Mm-hmm. And after that we saw how fast he was and how easy he rode, and Chad was coming through the pack, and he did also a very strong race, and he did best and he took the overall. But at the end of the day, of course, this moto win for us, for KTM, it's very important, and we are very, very happy.
Basically, this is probably the best you could have ever thought would have happened. I mean, Mike got second overall, but I mean, in your wildest dreams, this is what you thought would happen?
Well, you know, I've seen the results in Europe, how Carioli went on this bike, and he also did more or less the same. He got, like, first motor he did, he was a bit off, mm-hmm. but then the second motor he won, and Mike did the exact same thing. And, you know, it's good to be on the podium and on the first GP. I think this bike has done his entry in the best way.
Yeah, I know over here in America there were lots of questions about the bike, and even over here seeing Carioli dominate, people still didn't really buy into it, but the bike performed today, no doubt about it.
Yeah, you know, everyone see that, and of course what happens in Europe is not the same in America, and you know, the riders here and the tracks here are different, and but you know, I think the bike has potential for everywhere in the world.
Yeah.
what track you're at and you know, what rider is on there, and also I believe that this bike can be really strong in Supercross.
Yeah, I was skeptical, but watching him go up the hills, I mean, he wasn't getting pulled, and the bike looked strong. Tommy Searle, you weren't here last year at all, but this was his best ride in America by far, even with the bad luck in the second moto. Talk about Tommy.
Yeah, Tommy did a very good race in the first one. He got a bit lucky because, Tomek, he crashed, mm-hmm. and then Purcell crashed, and Purcell was the fastest in the first race. You know, he was riding really well, and he got second, and that was good. Tommy is super happy about the new bike. He just can't stop saying how great it is and what a difference it is compared to the old one. And then the second motor, he had some problems. The start wasn't that good, and you know, the little gear, the shifter.
Yeah.
The little thing got bent in, and he couldn't shift anymore for a few laps, and then he dropped back, and then it got back to normal again. He could shift again, and then he crashed, and he hurt his shoulder again.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're here for the GP. What's your take on American Nationals? When's the last time you were at a national? Was it the one you raced?
I think it was the one I raced in Unadilla.
Okay.
And of course, Motocross Nations 3 years ago in 2007 in Butts Creek. No, it's been a really long, long time.
Yeah. And what are your thoughts of the setup, presentation, program, all that?
It's different than Europe, you know. Mm-hmm. Some things in Europe are better and some things here are better. Like the track looked really awesome, was well prepared, mm-hmm. Was good for the spectators to see the whole track, and you know, it was a lot of great riders out here to see, and it was interesting to be here and to see, and you know, especially for the program of KTM in the future, mm-hmm. it's very important to see all this and see where we can work at and what we can do better. And
What riders besides your own impressed you today?
The newcomer Tomek, you know, he just comes out of nothing and just smokes them, and even in that first race he was leading, and then he crashed, so he was the best. You know, I didn't know who he was. For me, I thought Purcell would dominate today, and he was riding good, especially in that first race. Second race it was a bit off, but and besides that, you know, Chad also rode really, really good in that first race and also in the second race. I mean, he improved his motocross riding for sure.
Yep. And you're here all week. What are you planning on doing this week in California?
Well, a lot of things, you know. Our riders are arriving tomorrow and the day after, and we have planned to go out riding on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They mm-hmm. can choose which day they can ride to adapt a bit to the weather conditions, and also try to get rid of the jet lag and just get ready for the GP. And besides that, I will have some more meetings with KTM and just look into the program of next year and probably see some sponsors.
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.